We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh, thank God.
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey, and welcome to this week's episode of The Criticast. The name is Larry. Yes, and it's another crazy, crazy episode. Coming up later, controversial stuff. First of all, we'll talk about the Bulawayo Arts Awards. And in the final segment, I'm going to talk about how to deal with a situation. Wait for it. If someone of the same sex makes a move on you, what do you do? Okay. Anyway, let's talk about this week's episode. A quick roundup of what happened this week. Fadzaya Mahere was the big story this week. Has stepped out and come out into politics. She intends to run for the position of Member of Parliament of the constituency of Mount Pleasant in Harare. Of course, that elicited all types of reaction, and her camp is saying it's so unfair. Oh my God, this is politics, you know. And of course, I mean, some of the people who have been the most upset have been the people from the MDC who have ensconced themselves as the official opposition party, and no one else should really be an opposition party unless they fall under his banner. Of course, Morgan Tsvangirai the other week was saying that what any coalition would be at the behest under the pleasure of his party. So such is the situation. So her camp is coming out and saying, oh, how can they be so mean? And people have been digging up old posts and so forth. I mean, in reality, before which was an activist who said she was on the side of everyone, whatever they were. She had no opposition. There was no one who disliked her. But now that she's taken a particular position, those guys from the MDC are looking at a potential seat going to somebody who doesn't support them. The ZANU-PF guys are going to be like, oh no, that was complicated for them because her father is a member of ZANU-PF in some very senior position. So that was going to be complicated. They even got her an interview in the Herald, so who knows. This is not to imply anything in case anyone starts catching feelings and whatever it is, but you know, you never see a Morgan Tsvangirai interview in the newspaper. Not suggesting anything before someone decides to do a live video and start shouting at me, whatever. But it's politics. Once you get into the realm of politics, politics is patently, according to his DNA, about division and pulling people down. So yeah, anyway, good luck to her. And it's great that we're having younger people getting involved in politics. I myself just have no interest in politicians. Don't trust any politician in the world, to be honest. They're all liars. Moving on to what else happened in the news this week. The Zimbabwe football team has played 4 games and scored 11 goals and conceded 1, and is through to the semi-finals where they'll play Lesotho in the CASAFA Cup. And it's an interesting situation. Zimbabwe are looking to win the 5th title. It's the 5th CASAFA title. Now, this is a tournament for people in this region that is Southern Africa. The Zimbabwe cricket team played very, very well, pretty awesome in the first match. Totally murdered Sri Lanka, and in the second match got totally plastered and that sort of thing. So it's going to be a weird situation. They've got a game coming up this week on the 4th, and yeah, it is what it is. Sad news, before we take a break, former ZBC TV news anchor and multi-choice Zimbabwe general manager, I think he was, a manager at least, and an actor and so forth, Dave Emberton has passed away. And that's sad news that came out. He passed away in Durban, surrounded by his family, on Friday. So rest in peace. He was an affable man. A great man. He was a good man. Yeah, rest in peace.
Libele nhloni, next time lingabuyela eParliament. Lefile ukutshela uPresident that we need a Minister of Arts. No. Sifune yethu yodwa lo minister wethu okhangela iArts kuphela. Spoony little divisions here and there. We want a minister of arts. All those that want a minister of arts, say yeah!
Yes, so that's that from this weekend's Bulawayo Arts Awards, the inaugural Arts Awards that were out in Bulawayo this weekend, and I got to go there and present an award. By the way, that was Babugile Sikonjwa, who is a radio presenter out in Bulawayo, is also a comedian, MC, a whole bunch of other things that he does for entertainment. Anyway, he was saying that Zimbabwe needed to have its own arts ministry. Zimbabwe's currently is arts sector or arts policy is done under some rural culture something or the other, who cares what it is, ministry, and there's some desk in there, I suppose, that is supposed to take care of the arts. So when there was the reorganization of the ministries recently, I'm talking about 2 years ago, totally eliminated the position of the Ministry of Arts. Before, it was the Ministry of Sports, Arts and Culture, then sport got its own ministry, and then I don't know, nobody cares about arts, I suppose. But yeah, Bob Wengilo is essentially telling the politicians, that's the thing that was that happened with the awards. There were politicians from MDC, from ZANU-PF, independent candidates and so forth. They really did a good job in as far as diversity is concerned. If you listen to the song as well, that was the theme for the Arts Awards, that had diversity in it. It's Shona and Ndebele, the performances in all sorts of languages. And it sold Bulawayo as a great cultural destination. And if anybody had any doubt that South Africa, Bulawayo, was a cultural, you know, hegemony. It wasn't cultural hegemony, but rather a culturally diverse system. Then that this weekend showed this, because everybody is sort of this opinion, Mandere, and it came seeing to people. Do you realize how huge a population there is in Bulawayo of people who actually speak Shona and speak it well? But you will find very few people in Harare speaking any other language besides Shona. So who is more diverse? Who is more welcoming? And from a cultural heritage and arts perspective, there's a lot more going on in Bulawayo. And that's the reason why some of the most talented people are in Bulawayo. If you look at the performances, especially the hip-hop section, I mean, I am under no illusion. I'm going to put this on wax and record that probably a lot of the best hip-hop comes from Bulawayo. And this is because I think there is that tendency to take the art seriously. If you look at the rehearsals and that sort of thing that went into, we got there around in the afternoon, and the rehearsals, Mambazo and guys like Raised on Baya and Guruling on Gala were there, and there was rehearsals that were taking place. You know, all sorts of things. They take it really seriously, and the production was just on point. You're going to read my proper review of it on 3mob.com. Check it out. We will speak a lot more about it, and don't forget also on my different platforms to check out a lot of the other news that's taking place, and the campaign with hashtag We Speak African, doing a couple of things to, you know, just talk about the cultural diversity within Africa and the achievements of Africans. And this Bulawayo Arts Awards was a representative of that. It was that moment. It was such a beautiful moment. And when I was there, I remember then having this privilege. It was such an honor, and thanks to Nkuwe and them and so forth, I got to present an award with the mayor of Bulawayo. Yes, I got to do that, and did my selfie moment. Check it out on my Instagram. Instagram is Larry Kwiderai. I've got the moment up there. And it was such a humbling moment, and it was such a beautiful thing. And seeing that sort of thing happening in my hometown, Bulawayo, seeing that there's so much that's going on, even in difficult circumstances and so forth, is humbling. And it makes me want to work more and try to get a lot more done, in as far as not just Bulawayo is concerned, but just making sure that, you know, stuff is done. You know, it is. Just get it done. It's Larry, you listen to the Kurikas. So there was a video that did the rounds on social media where a guy was a big man and so forth was beating up another man, because he felt that there were, you know, the man made advances to him apparently, and you know, this guy wasn't impressed. So there was a beatdown that happened, and this video went viral, and yet all sorts of reactions, and people saying, yeah, beat them up. And some people are like, oh, why do you beat them up, and so forth. And this guy was a monya, like, huge guy. And it got me thinking, because I don't think many people come across this. I mean, you know, having traveled a lot myself, I've had guys hitting on me and so forth. It's kind of, first day is kind of like, whoa, what the hell, and so forth. But when you realize that at the end of the day, it's just what it is. It's not saying that, you know, you have to say yes or you have to agree with them, what they're doing. It's somebody just trying their luck and on the hope of the chance that they, you might say yes, so whatever happens. It's essentially like guys going in, you know, and hitting on a girl, and she might not be welcoming the advances and so forth. And all you can do is be civil. So that's it. That's the first thing. You got to be civil. You got to be kind. There's no point in just, you know, getting yourself worked up and deciding to turn this into a beating. In fact, I find it strange when you decide that you want to resort to violence just because somebody made a remark towards you. I mean, it does say a lot about our culture, and I often say this, that our culture defaults a lot, and as far as Zimbabwe is concerned, we default a lot towards violence, which is unhealthy. But having said that, I mean, the key thing is be civil. First of all, by saying that, you know, you're not interested in that sort of thing. And, well, you know, and if you find it within yourself to say thank you for the compliment, if somebody compliments you and you know that it's not just a random compliment, it's a loaded compliment, you say thank you for the compliment, but, you know, I'm actually quite differently oriented. It's not a big thing. You lose absolutely nothing from being kind. And that's the key thing. And, you know, it's one of those where it's you got to think differently, and I often say this one thing that we're beginning to lose in terms of tolerance in our country, our ability to say, okay, let it percolate. What does this actually mean when it happens? Is it a damning indictment? And what is my reaction, and what are the implications of my reaction? More often than not, I mean, scientific or psychological point of view, they say if somebody has too violent a reaction to, you know, something of that sort happening, it implies that there is some sort of interest in it. Because when you have an over-the-top reaction, okay, it means that your offense doesn't necessarily come. This is 100% true. There's not like the science to it, but, you know, it's been said that you're reacting more to convince yourself that you've got to get rid of something around you as opposed to just moving on. And that's the thing that I think we need to deal with. So it's a very simple thing. If you thought there was going to be a whole bunch of, you know, answers and so forth, or rather statements that will come with it, that's just it. That just be civil, say it properly. I mean, they're not unreasonable people who are homosexuals. They're not unreasonable people. They don't come from another planet. They understand civility. They understand language. They understand conversation. And if you kindly address and say that, you know, I'm not that way inclined and so forth, and be civil about it, then, you know, people go their separate ways, and nobody is going to try to beat up anybody. And that's the thing that I think I need to remind everybody, that we don't have to default to violence. And, you know, we often like to blame other people for violence. And also, violence also comes in the form of our words. And if our words tend towards becoming abusive and so forth, it escalates. And as you know, when you start treating people in a harsh manner, what happens is that it takes a lot away from your soul. It kills a lot inside you. And that's the worst space to be in, where you struggle to find yourself because you default to anger a lot. Yeah, so, hey, next time something of that sort happens, I hope that you have a civil reaction to it. And be kind. I don't know how much I can emphasize that. Be kind, and be kind to everyone. Other than that, I say take care of yourself and the people that you love. Get in touch with me via email, larry@3-mob.com. That's the one we're using right now, larry@3-mob.com. And, you know, suggestions and so forth, throw them my way. on Twitter at Quirirai or any other form of social media. Just look for Larry Quirirai. Quirirai has got a Y-I at the end. Don't miss an episode of the Quiricast. Just go to iono.fm, subscribe via using the RSS feed, and you won't miss an episode. Every time there's an episode uploaded, you will get notified. And then also go to iTunes, and look for Quiricast and subscribe, and every time once again an episode is loaded, you will not miss it. Catch me on ZFM Stereo every Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Tuesdays between 8:30 and 9 p.m. on Health Matters, and between 7:30 and 9 p.m. on Z Talk. Between 7:30 and 8:30, I talk about the media, the state of the media, with guests and so forth. And between 8:30 and 9 p.m., debates around issues of culture, especially urban culture. And then also on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on the same channel, I also host the quiz show. And yeah, that's about it. Other than that, take care of yourself and the people that you love. Remember, the Quiricast is brought to you by Three Men on a Boat Publishing. And I leave you with something that I think is something that you have to hold dear to you. And as far as whatever you're doing in your life, and think of it Monday motivation or whatever it is, but all the way. And this is what I learned from you know, the Bulawayo Arts Awards and so many looking at Zimbabwe football, the success that they're having at the moment, the cricket team when they had relative success. One thing that we often don't do in order to get things done is to respect the process. So in essence, as the 76ers say, hashtag trust the process. It's been Larry. It's been the Quiricast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?